Hello, infused audience. It's Canatech Day 2, Oklahoma City. And let me just say this, that rumors of the death of the cannabis trade show have been highly exaggerated to kind of play upon that Mark Twain line. Cannabis expos are alive and well, and I have my first guest of the day, Benjamin from High Tea, is joining me. Benjamin, thanks for joining us on Infused.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, man, you came a long way to get here, huh?
Yeah, I came out from Los Angeles, and it's been a great time in Oklahoma, first time here. Loving the event. Great show floor. Great
Excellent.
Vibes here. Wonderful people.
Excellent
Love
show
it.
Floor, and I'm glad you said wonderful people, because we've just run into the sweetest individuals. Usually in the cannabis community, that doesn't surprise you.
Not at all. Just
walking around Oklahoma City and interacting with people, we're just meeting some sweethearts. So I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're joining us on today's show. So High Tea, and let me just say this for those of those in our audience that are listening, it's H-I-G-H-T. High Tea, tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, so High Tea is something that we started out with our sister company, Cretech International, up in Canada. Mm-hmm. And they have High Tea Leaf up there. It's been doing really well for us since about 2015, 2016. A couple years ago, we brought it to the U.S. and started with 4 flavors. Now we're up to 8 that we launched in January. And it has just been flying for us. It's doing tremendously well. It's a real special product to us that, we've noticed people trying to get away from tobacco with their cannabis experience. So we wanted to come out with something that was a lot cleaner, no tobacco, no nicotine, and, you know, give them that opportunity to have a real clean, nice, enjoyable smoke that doesn't, overpower their flower, let them really taste the terpenes and everything that they're trying to experience.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic product, and I definitely want to stop. Are you exhibiting here?
Yeah, we are. So we're over in booth 223.
I'm gonna be stopping by because your product sounds exceptional. As far as you're the brand manager now, do you do a lot of this? Are you on the road a lot?
Yeah, so I'm on the road pretty much 40% of the year doing different trade shows between the cannabis industry, convenience trade shows, wholesalers, distributors.
Yeah.
Lucky that our parent company, Cretech, has a fantastic family behind us that allows us to, build the brands and bring them out to consumers and, offer solutions to people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, a word about consumers. Who would you say your target audience is? Who are you trying to reach?
Yeah, absolutely. So our consumer audience is someone who, likes to blunt, but they're looking for something that is going to elevate their blunting experience, something that is not as syrupy, not as overpowering, more of an aromatic experience. So with this, you don't have the nicotine high, you don't get the buzz.
Yeah.
But also because of the materials that we use in producing the wrap, it's only made out of tea. So chamomile tea, mate tea, and cacao, some cellulose as the binder to hold everything together, natural food grade ingredients, that's it.
Wow. This is an excellent product, because I think about issues that people have and things they're looking for as they try to get away from tobacco, like you said, nicotine-free. This sounds like a number of people that listen to us are going to be wondering where they can get your products. So is there a particular market or region that you operate in?
Yeah, so we're nationwide. We started rolling out last year in about March. Mm-hmm. We just plussed out into Circle K Grand Canyon, so those will start showing up here in the next couple of weeks. All the Choctaw, Chickasaw Nation stores in Oklahoma here, they're carrying the product.
Excellent.
And we also just set up a bunch of new distributors today and yesterday. So we're really excited to get it out there for our customers. And, they can check us out on our socials at High Tea Wraps on Instagram and, Facebook. Check out our website and, give us their thoughts. We'd love to hear from them and, let us know what they think.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations on the recent success and the
deals you've
brokered recently. That's outstanding to hear. And usually, Ben just slam dunked it. Usually I have to be like, hey, promote. Comes out with the social handles. We know where to find you. We know where to find High Tea. Listen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Benjamin. I hope you have a great rest of the show and safe travels back to L.A., my friend.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a great show. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
The Infused Show is back at Canatech. It's day 2. This has been an excellent show for Infused in particular, but I'm looking around, and there's so much activity, there's so much life, there's so much business going on, and in that vein, I have a wonderful guest I want to introduce you to. The gentleman who is next to me and joining me on this segment of Infused is Chris Doan. He works business development for AsReader. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, we're pleased to have you. And it's funny, AsReader, I was like, mispronouncing the name, and I was like, oh, damn it. They have this huge setup over there that's beautiful here at Canatech. Cheers to you. You guys have come in and really impressed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thoughts in general on this show in Oklahoma City? Hottest medical market there is.
Yeah, no, I think it's amazing. We actually came to the Canacon in New York City just a few months ago.
Okay.
And just walked the show, and we're so impressed just what was happening there, and frankly, that was kind of a small show. So yeah, they told us, you know, come here, and honestly, it's been amazing.
I agree with you, Chris, because it seems like it seems like those events in New York, and we were just at CWCB Expo, great show. There's a lot of people at those shows on the East Coast where we're from, ready to kind of dip their toes in,
exactly,
but not yet. Here, we're in, we're ready, we're
absolutely
going.
Absolutely.
So we're both at, you know, where the action is.
100%.
So, tell us about AsReader and what you guys do.
Great, thank you. So we started actually in the barcode business. So we are based in Japan, Osaka, okay, Japan, and we focused on devices that would connect, just to use this as an example,
all right,
connect to an iPhone, standard iPhone, iPod, iPad, or an Android device.
Sure.
And to be able to read barcode. And then after that, we started getting into RFID a number of years ago. And now we work in a number, you know, multiple industries. So we do a lot in traditional healthcare, pharmaceuticals, logistics, even cattle, a number of different beverage companies. And now we've started in cannabis just in the last 6 months.
Okay.
And are working now with some great growers and dispensaries. And, yeah, it's just been really exciting.
That is really exciting. Working with growers and dispensaries, that kind of target audience. Am I able to check this product out real
go
quick?
Go right ahead.
I want to show it on the camera that is dedicated to me. Now there's something nice to look at, right?
Yeah.
This is incredible, Chris. Cheers to you.
Thank you very much.
If I scan Frank,
you may not hear anything, but if you move around,
it says that he's awesome. So we got it.
Awesome.
This is cool. This is cool.
Thanks for letting
me show it off a bit there. So, what problems that either growers, producers, what problems does AsReader solve for them?
Absolutely. So the easiest, simplest, number one problem you've got, and it's happening right now in Oklahoma, mm-hmm, is the need to have metric tags.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So with metric tags, you know, essentially you're forced to use them in many states.
Like it or not.
Yeah, exactly. And so what our devices will read those for you. You can read, you know, if you're using the RFID version, you're going to read 1,000 plants a second.
Okay.
So you literally just walk through your grow room and you're going to count all of them. And that comes from years of doing things in the traditional retail businesses. So,
sure,
you know, it's the same exact thing if you're tracking something. So we got a long-range barcode scanner, very, very fast RFID scanner. So you can do the metric inventory and compliance, everything you need to do with that. But then we go one step beyond that, and this is this device in particular, which is our gun-type barcode and RFID scanner. What this does is it can read tags that are 30 to 40 feet away.
Okay.
And again, 1,000 tags per second. But we have the ability to put a specialty tag that also reads temperature and moisture level.
There you go.
Right? So now with this device, we can actually put a very low cost, you know, around $1, per plant, you can have a sensor that you can go and read your entire grow room and know the temperature and humidity level of each individual plant. So you've got microclimate.
Wow.
And, you know, we know right now we're kind of first to that game here. I mean, I know there's lots of sensors out there, but they're expensive and
sure,
they have to have connections. So, yeah, this is one of the things that we're doing now with growers and they're getting really excited about.
Well, they should, because just the number you threw out there, is like, yeah, the growers we work with definitely would invest in something like that for that particular price, saving you time and a whole hell of a lot of stress.
Absolutely.
This is a true game changer.
Absolutely.
Cheers to AsReader.
Yeah, I mean, you come in with, you know, you move some plants into a room or you change something about your HVAC system. Now immediately you can say, look, we have an issue here. This little area of the room, the heat's too high, too low. You can deal with it immediately. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Covered our growers, dispensaries you're working with as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, really, it's the whole, it's right through seed to sale, right?
Sure, sure.
So distributors have a lot of the same issues, which these devices can help with, producers as well. At the dispensary level, we're working with two different dispensaries right now with a pilot project, but this is something that we've done in the jewelry industry. So this was actually originally designed for some high-end jewelry companies.
Okay.
And so basically what they would do is when a customer was interested in a watch or a piece of jewelry, they would bring that piece to the tray to show it to the customer. And then what it does is it tracks what's shown.
Okay.
So now we're working with these dispensaries looking at what strains of cannabis at a cannabar they would actually, the bud tender would present to someone to smell, to look at. And so what we get now when we compare that data to sales data is we have conversion rate. So
wow.
Just like Amazon knows, this is how many times someone buys versus looks at. I mean, you just can't get that kind of information. You can see, hey, this is a great seller, but the reality is the data will tell you you have to show this 100 times before, you know, but when you show this 10 times, they're going to buy this strain. Right?
Wow.
So a good bud tender who's been there for a long time, they're going to know that type of stuff. But now with this data-driven approach, your new bud tender, you can, like I think we were talking about before,
sure,
you can teach them about all the other things about the business,
yeah,
you know, but this one particular thing, what should they show first, what should they show together?
Yeah.
I think what's really exciting is not just individually what works, but also when I show two strains together, is it more likely that a customer is going to buy both?
Yeah. Right?
Or that they're going to buy a higher amount. So we're able to give some really interesting data to dispensaries and help them maximize, you know, how well they can, work with their patients and, you know, how easy it is to train new employees.
That's extraordinary data. And yeah, we were talking a little bit, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, the best bud tenders that we work with or that we buy from, they're all people that they're experienced and they're educated.
Absolutely.
You're able to kind of trim down, if we're going to use growers' terms, that experience of being in the store and working and saying, here, focus on the education, focus on educating the patient.
Right.
And we can, wow, this is interesting. This is brilliant. And I always love when we have guests that bring visuals that can kind of help
absolutely.
Us out here.
Yeah, I could say this kind of stuff, I can't talk about it and have it really be explained.
Oh, no,
you've
no,
got to
no.
show it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Show it.
Sinks
yeah.
in much better. And you guys stand out from competitors in what way?
So the first way is the way that we utilize your existing smartphones, Android phones, iOS phones. A lot of devices that are out there that are specifically for this, they connect using Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
And we all know, you know, how many times your car stereo disconnects or your headphones. So we actually do a direct connection, which is a game changer, really.
Yeah.
But also our read speed and distance is higher than most. And more importantly, what we've prided ourselves on over the years is working with clients who want very specific, unique scenarios. So for example, this smart tray concept that we developed, it was developed specifically for these clients in this one particular industry. And yes, now we can use it for other industries.
Yeah.
But if there's a partner out there who wants something new, we have the ability to work with them to do that. And we love doing that. And most of our competitors really just, they don't play in that space. This is the three or four products they sell.
Yeah.
Take them or leave them.
Wow. I have this theme, Chris, the last couple of days here at CannaCon South, where I think I'm talking to the problem solvers. It seems like you and Asreader are truly the problem solvers for a number of people, and I know they're grateful for what you do. How do people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Asreader, which is asreader.com,
mm-hmm.
And then also we have our Instagram, which is at Asreader. And so, yeah, those are the main two ways I would say look for us.
Awesome. All right. Look, it's been a pleasure. I've been joined by Chris Doan from Asreader here at CannaCon. Chris, I wish you and your company all the best. This is phenomenal.
Thanks so
stuff.
Much.
Thanks for sitting down with us, and safe travels back to the East Coast.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care.
Wonderful.
We're here in Oklahoma City, CannaTech Day 2, and I have to say it is so good to see the cannabis community back. Trade shows are back. We're here to congregate, educate, communicate. And in the spirit of communicating great people and great products, I am honored to introduce my guest right now. I'm joined by Mr. Mohammed Dia. Mohammed, thank you for being on the Infuse Show.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
It's lovely to have you here. I know you have an amazing product that we're going to talk about very, very extensively. But give me your thoughts and feelings about what CannaCon's done here in Oklahoma City.
I think CannaCon's done a really good job here in Oklahoma City. This is my first time coming to Oklahoma for a cannabis-related event. And I think it's really well. I've seen a lot of people from different states, whether it's down south, the west coast, the east coast, and they're all here for the same goal and mission of just, you know, providing value to this industry, letting people know that they're here, letting people know that there are things to fight for, and there's a lot of growth in this industry. Everybody that I've met has been really nice, and I just really appreciate it.
That's so cool to hear, and I have to piggyback that. We've met some amazingly sweet people out here, and it's cool to hear you say what you're saying about the industry, because one of the things I always love is everyone has a place here.
Yeah.
Go out and find it and work your way in, and man, I'm so excited about what you're bringing to the table. But tell me about how you got into the cannabis industry, Muhammad.
So I got in the cannabis industry by first being a member of the cannabis community, really.
Sweet.
So I went to school in Kansas, and Kansas is one of those states where it's really tough to do anything cannabis related. That's probably one of the worst states you want to get pulled over probably doing.
Really?
Or even having cannabis. So I went to school in cannabis, and I realized that as a consumer of this industry that I needed to find a way to move safely as a person of color that looks like me in an industry where a lot of things can happen. And provide an ease of access and comfort where new ideas need to be curated as things progress. So while I was in school, I realized there was a gap in the market when it came to devices that held, or you know, smell-proof cases that held your weed or held used for storage. And you know, your rolling was just always something else. But I wanted to find a way to, you know, cultivate or incorporate both of those ideas. And that's how I kind of got my introduction in the cannabis industry, solving the problem of my own first. Because, you know, I'm not the type to walk around with a clunky stash box. I'm not the type to, you know, I want something that's like me. You know, it's fitting to me, fitting to the people in my community, and fitting to, like, how I live my lifestyle. So I wanted to create a lifestyle brand and something that could represent me and help me live my life a little bit easier. And through that research, I went ahead and looked at, you know, I probably went to every smoke shop in the state of Missouri and Kansas, trying to figure out what things they had and what things I can make different as far as bringing a product in this industry. I often see, like, the cannabis industry is, like, the gold rush. There's a lot of people cultivation when it comes to flowers and stuff. Like, you have all that there. But I want to be that person with the shovel helping you, you know, use your gold or use your cannabis and everything. So if I can help you use your cannabis on a daily basis a little better, I feel like I really did a good job creating a product that sound.
I love that answer. If I could frame it, I would. All we do is run into beautiful souls here in the cannabis community. Look, you're an engineer.
Yeah.
You brought all your skill and savvy to solving a problem. It's a theme at CannaCon that I'm talking to problem solvers at this particular show. And odor is a problem in our community because I love the flower. I love the way it smells. Problem is, it can get us in a whole heck of a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I got a story for that, too. I once got my car searched for having an air freshener.
What?
My car didn't smell like weed. I had an air freshener in my car. Driving back, like I said, living in Kansas. I went to school in Kansas. So I lived back in Missouri. If I ever had to make that trip back home, I always get pulled over on I-35. So I had to start taking the back highways. I had to start using U.S. Highway 50 just to avoid the police, because I feel like even if my car, if I got pulled over, my car searched without it smelling like marijuana. Like, there's no other option anytime I go, so yeah, it's not worth it. So, yeah, it's a real big problem. Even if they don't smell it, they'll find some type of probable cause and stuff.
No doubt. They'll find it somewhere. That's why the Pot Brothers at Law had the most popular talk today here at Canatech, is trying to help people in that sense. So, all right, founder and CEO of GoPack. Mm-hmm. We've done enough prelude. Let's talk about the products. Let's go.
All right, so the GoPack rolling station, I'll start off with the large one because this is something I developed. So when you open it up, it's activated carbon fiber material, and this allows you to keep all your smells in. It's also lined on different parts of the case as well. When you open it up, it allows storage space for all your favorite products, whether you're somebody who enjoys flower, you know, somebody enjoys edibles, concentrates, whatever. If you need a pen, you put it in here. It just allows you to have your own customization, make the GoPack your own, and utilize it. But when you open it up, here's the main
thing. Wait, there's more.
Yeah. This is when you have, so using my engineering background, so it's like, all right, what does the stoner do if he has an engineering background? He finds smarter ways to smoke weed. So
there it is.
Exactly. That's exactly what I did. I went ahead and designed an inner mold that houses a rolling tray. So the rolling tray is right there. Won't come out or anything like that.
Look at that.
Strong, tough magnetic lid. Got different accessories, just like you have in your hand scissors. Somebody like me that likes to pay attention to detail. And get those, you know, those stems out the way and different things. It's really convenient. But just lots of customization, storage. You know, your cleaning brush, if you're somebody like me, to make sure you get your things out the way, your packing sticks. But I also wanted to make sure I had variation. So you also have your small cases as well. They do the same thing, just a little less storage, but they allow you to do the same thing. Get all your stuff in there, have options for storage. So as you see, this is like a crossbar kind of combo colorway. I want you to be able to put your favorite products, your favorite accessories in the Go Pack and use it. And when you lift it all up, just like last time, you'll have your... Can I open this? It has some stuff in it.
You can open it.
Okay. Yeah, it has everything you need in it, just basically to roll up on the go and be convenient anytime. So you close it up, you forget about the mess, you forget about your stress, so now you don't have to rely on using that old car manual in the back of your car. You don't have to use your friend's kitchen table or the counter anymore. You can, you know, take all that mess out the way, come as you are, roll up, have a good time, and just really forget about it. You know, people stay out your business because it's discreet and it's made that way.
I've got to say, I feel like we're breaking a huge story here on the Infuse Show with this new product. As he, Muhammad and I were talking, and as he's showing me, before we started recording this, as he's showing me the product, people are stopping. They're looking at it. This is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant product.
I appreciate it. I really do from the bottom of my heart. Just seeing the reaction, like, it's crazy because when I started this idea, I used to think, like, dang, some people are just going to be like, this kid just really wants to find a way to smoke real bad. But I open it up in front of, like, a 40-year-old black man, and he's like, oh, like, what is, like, or I take it to a cannabis convention. It's like the second or third cannabis convention around people that have been in this industry for years upon years, yeah. And I still get a new reaction, like they've seen something new for the first time, and it's just really, like, delighting my heart to know I'm solving a problem and providing a need or convenience to people, because it's something that really does make my life easier. I'm an everyday user of my product. The few, you know, that I gave out to my friends to test drive and everything like that, they're religious, you know, users of it. So I just really like the community aspect. Just like we always talk about, it always narrows down to the cannabis community. If I'm always going off campus to, or if I'm always leaving my house, or people always come to me, I want to make sure that they enjoy their experience, I enjoy my experience. We can all be there to have, you know, just enjoy what we always do and just do it more efficiently. So as an engineer, I try to, you know, create processes. So I feel like even now I can roll up way faster because now I have a consistent place to go to roll up. I know my stuff is in a consistent place, so I don't have to worry about it. I can take it anywhere with me, and it just provides that ease of access. And especially like me, a young black man, I need something that takes off that load when you got all these other things to worry about in the world. So.
This is a testament to your mind, your innovative way of thinking, and the fact that you want to share this with people is really, really special to me. If I could bother you with a question, because I do this, especially at these shows, your logo is killer. Yeah. Where'd that come from, brother?
So the logo, if you look at it, it's like a gas logo. And you originally my business name was the gas packing company, or the gas pack for the product. But I had to learn, just like anybody else getting into business, things about trademarks and stuff. And I found that somebody was also using that same name in the same class of goods and services. So what I did was I had to pivot. I was like, all right, I can't use gas pack, but the Go Pack fits perfectly because, you know, it's a gas nozzle. Just like at the gas station, you're always filling up on what you need. I also have my brand's kind of likeness, or what we try to sometimes say, is stop and refuel. Anytime you go to a gas station, you need to stop and figure out, you know, what you need to get to your next destination. If you're only going down the street, probably don't need that much gas. If you're going, you know, a few hours away, you need more gas, but you have to stop, analyze, and figure out what kind of things you need to get you to your destination. So that's kind of always been the main thing about the community, the main thing about stopping and convenience, just like the, you know, the gas nozzle. A gas station is like a convenience store. You always go there to get those things that you need that are special to you, because there's so much variety in there that you get those things. And it just allows you to always be on the go. I'm a traveler. I like traveling. And I wanted something that can stay with me and just, you know, provide more meaning.
We've got a great logo. We've got a great product. We have a great innovator in Muhammad Dia. I want you to make sure and lean into that mic. Let us know where we can find you and your excellent product.
All right. So you can find me on social media platforms, mainly TikTok and Instagram, at GoPackCo, GoPackCo. And on my website, I do direct to e-commerce. So I sell these. Right now I'm doing pre-orders at GoPackStation.com. So just like I always talked about the gas station theme, it's the Go Pack Station, so we're your one-stop shop for convenience. Anytime you want to come to our website, learn more information, check us out, and, you know, provide more context on how we're trying to solve a need in this community, and also give back as well, because, you know, it's a marginalized community, and we need to make sure that we're giving back. So I'm trying to make sure I also put in those efforts to educate people about the things that's going on and educate them about the social justices and things, initiatives we can take to, you know, make this industry better, especially making up less than 4%.
Absolutely. How we can take everybody a step up, make things better overall, and we're right on the way. We're going to stop and refuel. We're going to visit you online. We're going to be placing some orders. I know this for a fact. Mohammed, it's been a tremendous, tremendous pleasure to talk to you, my man. And please consider coming out east and attending a show. I'd love to run into you again and talk to you again about your success.
Most definitely. We'll do.
All right.
Thank you for everything, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. They're playing our song. It's the last dance, the last bit of interviewing we'll be doing here at KennaCon South in Oklahoma City.
You know it.
We're back in booth 1114, and it's my favorite part of the show of trade shows because at the end, Mike and Francesca come on and we just talk. Guys, welcome back. It's good to see you.
Good to be seen.
What did we think? First of all, Francesca yesterday had a triumphant speaking gig, and man, we're all so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was awesome. it felt really good. Like, this was the first show that I feel like getting the speaking gig was, it landed to the right crowd, yeah. To the right size of crowd, to the right people that have the power to make the change that I'm calling the industry to make in terms of professionalism with sales. So I got a lot out of it by seeing how other people got a lot out of it. It was awesome. I'm so psyched. And then we got people coming up to the booth afterwards, and it just made me so happy. So I feel great about this show.
You should. I think it's, for me, it was very, very cool to see the success for you, because this is a plan you put in place 3 years ago, maybe more, about utilizing public speaking and getting a stage at a show to deliver a message that inspires and motivates people to want to learn more and to work with our company. And that was on full display, from the talk that she gave to the amount of people that were in line to talk to her after.
Yeah.
To the amount of people that came by here, to the people that tagged her in social media. And it's really, really impressive. And I'm just so proud of Francesca and happy for her, because she's been busting her ass get to where she is now. To be able to create and deliver a message that is compelling is so incredible. And I couldn't be more impressed and proud of her.
I couldn't either. And I need to thank
you, guys,
for something. When I went to Francesca for her thoughts on that, thank you so much for not rapping during her answer.
Yeah, I didn't have that kindness at the speaking gig. Yeah, there was a booth. I believe it was Purity Solvents or something.
I thought
something.
It was Jackwagon Solvents. No?
Yeah, it was bad.
They were rapping through most
during
of it,
her speech, but, and she, like a champion, just kept going. Now
I won the rap battle, by the way.
She did. She did. And she didn't use her normal, my name is blank and I'm here to say, go back to that rap. I wanted to talk about the feel, the vibe of the show, if you will, because one thing, Frank having those headphones on has heard me say this a lot. I think this is the first show where instead of talking to the person who's like, well, I'm about to bring a bunch of hemp on the market, or I think we're going to be doing this. This is the most active bit of people I've ever been around in an industry show. And my theme for the show is I've been talking to the problem solvers. Everyone we've been talking to is like, well, I knew this was going on in the market, and here's my way to fix it. So I'm so impressed by the caliber of the people that attended and exhibited at this show. What are your thoughts?
Right.
My God, that's so perfectly said.
I made a statement earlier about an hour ago to Francesca, and I really have thought about it since then. It sums up for me, which is there's more urgency here than what I have seen at other shows in Oklahoma and other shows, period, and, you know, around some of the different markets we go to. And the urgency, because people are doing business now, and I think it's not a concept, it's actually happening, and they know they have a shortcoming in what their skill set is, where we can help solve some of those problems. So whether it's on the sales side, and in particular in this show, a lot of people on the consulting side that really needed help, because they were now recognize they have product that's going to be in their hands in 30 or 60 days or 90 days, but yet they don't have a brand, and they don't have a strategy around how to market or sell that. And instead, like, yeah, you can recreate the wheel, but we've got a tire store. So
yep.
That's, and I think the big part of that is it goes back to Francesca, like her giving that talk
it hit home with 90 people plus that were in that room. And I think that is a big credibility builder for her and for our company, which I think really helped people to come over and say, I want to learn more about you. I loved what you said yesterday. And
yeah.
Tell me how you can help us, because here's our challenge. And that's the stuff we love doing. And that's, you know, we first went to our first MJ Biz 6 years ago. That's what we wanted to do. And now I feel like we finally got on this on a position where we can capitalize on, like, the experience and expertise of our team and bring it to people who have a great product and need to figure out how to take it to that last take it to the goal line, so yeah. to speak.
I love it too, because it's the people who, not everybody, I'm sure there are people that did not like the speech. It did not resonate with everyone.
Who and are they? We want to know who.
That's kind of the point, because we could put out there who we are and what we do. And the ones that say, yes, that's what I need, are the people that we want to work with.
Right.
And so I think what I got out of this show more than anything, Nick, you said it really well, they're the problem solvers. They're also the people we want to work with.
Yes.
And that's been such a wonderful feeling wrapping up CanaCon. It's been fantastic,
yeah,
we're ready to do it next
impressive
year.
Impressive show.
Great
well
show.
Run.
Very.
With
very.
The exception
Jerry
of
Lynn
the rap
was amazing
guy.
As yeah. an event runner.
I was impressed from start mm-hmm. to finish, you know, in terms of how it was set up, the amount of people they've had exhibitor wise as well as attendees. It's been busy both days.
Yeah, it's a quality show for anybody looking for any show opportunities. We can vouch the OKC South
yep.
CanaCon for
yeah.
sure.
You've got
it was
some
a good
other
one.
Interesting locations too. Like we signed up again for next year for this
yes,
show.
We did.
We also got on their books for Biloxi, Mississippi. So that's a new market. It's going to be very similar to Oklahoma in terms of a lot of licenses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the stuff we've learned in Oklahoma over the last 2.5 years is directly
applicable.
Relatable there.
Yeah. yeah.
So
yeah.
we're excited about being there.
Yeah, CanaCon's put on a great show. And I say, you know, it's not their fault that Vanilla Lice, or whatever the hell his name is, went off on his tangent yesterday. That being said, it was a really good show. The people that run it look out for the exhibitors. They run a quality show, but again, being way too humble over here is Francesca. It's really easy for the team to perform at the level that all of us did at this show, and I'm really proud of everybody because it was like you were told just to get on base, and she goes up and hits a home run. So
right.
all of us got to step up.
Yep.
And it was a really tremendous show.
That's
so I know Ashley did an amazing
Incredible.
Job at the show.
Incredible.
When doesn't Frank do an amazing job?
It never happens.
Yeah,
he's always
guy's
on.
Incredible. I don't care if the feds have wired him up or not. I still say he's a good dude.
Nick, you killed it with every interview per usual.
We had fun.
I think it's just easy for people to talk to you, and that's your gift.
We had a lot of fun, met a lot of great people. Great, great trip for the sales joint. Phenomenal, phenomenal bunch of interviews.
Bricktown is where it's at.
Yes.
It is.
Bricktown,
hats
OKC.
Off to Bricktown.
Hats off to Bricktown. I'll agree with that.
Rendezvous Pizza.
Yeah, Brickyard Brewery.
Awesome.
Brickyard Brewery.
We've had it twice since we've been here.
Yeah, it was a little
we'll
much,
be back.
But everything cool. We're going to be back, but look, tremendous show. Thank you guys both. This has been amazing.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
It's always
Thank
fun.
You all.
Love it.
All right. Next time you see us, it'll be from Delaware. Bye-bye now. Thank
Bye,
you,
y'all.
Adios, OKC.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast, The Talking Hedge, and newest member on PodConX. So come on over and check out The Talking Hedge. We talk about business news, interviews, investments, events, all that stuff. So come nerd out with me over at The Talking Hedge. You can find me at thetalkinghedgepodcast.com or on all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out.